Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. This is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes are like flames of fire, whose feet are like polished bronze. I know all the things you do. I've seen your love, your faith, your service, and your patient endurance, and I can see your constant improvement in all these things. This is the beginning of the letter to the church in Thyatira. It was the smallest and least significant of the seven towns which the risen Lord addressed, and yet they received the longest letter. Thyatira was a busy commercial centre and was particularly famous for the dyeing of wool. You may remember that Lydia, who met Paul in Philippi and who was the first European convert to Christianity, was a trader in purple cloth, and she came from Thyatira. There was much to praise in this church. Not only were they loving, faithful, servant-hearted, and patiently persistent in their faith, but they were also constantly improving. What more could you want? But sadly, they had a problem. They had allowed somebody to infiltrate the church who had encouraged sexual immorality and the eating of food offered to idols. It's highly likely that this happened through the trade guilds, of which there were many in Thyatira. Indeed, there were many more trade guilds in this town than anywhere else in the region. In order to trade, it would be important to belong to one of these guilds, but they were famous for their banquets, at which people would be expected to eat food which had first been offered to idols. The banquets were also famous for their immorality. It was therefore all too easy for the Christians of Thyatira to become ensnared in practices that were evil and destructive. They needed to address this and take decisive action. In every society, Christian values are under attack, and it's always tempting to compromise. We need to be on our toes and ensure that we're living so close to God that we're aware of the dangers and ready to respond wisely and decisively. Let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to stand up for you and never to compromise. Fill us with your Spirit so that we'll be strong and wise whatever challenges we have to face. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save